Putting aside sort of regulatory reimbursement issues, if you could use the drug whenever way you want right now in a non-protocol setting, where do you think it would fit in terms of management of NHL? How would you use it?
If I were king and could use the drug wherever I wanted, because we are having some reimbursement issues, for chronic lymphocytic leukemia, it would be my first choice for patients who had failed prior therapy, whether it be fludarabine, rituximab, or with cyclophosphamide in the combination. The data are sparse as to the efficacy of bendamustine in this setting, and I would probably use it with rituximab because rituximab makes everything work better. The only other drug approved in that context is alemtuzumab or Campath, which doesn't work in patients with bulky lymphadenopathy, is a bit hazardous in patients who have recurrent infections, and bendamustine would be a very suitable alternative in this context. In the upfront setting, there are studies comparing bendamustine-based therapy with fludarabine-based therapy. The results of those will be very informative. But right now, FCR and FR are not tolerated as well as they might be in older patients. And bendamustine, rituximab, or bendamustine as a single agent, is tolerated very well in all age groups. So for older patients and for patients with comorbidities, bendamustine would be a very good alternative in the frontline CLL setting. We've already discussed mantle cell lymphoma, where it would be a very good drug in combination with rituximab in relapsed refractory patients. Whether it'll be moved up front or not remains to be determined. In the indolent lymphoma setting, it gets a little more complicated because the playing field is much more crowded. In the relapsed refractory setting, the activity is comparable to the only other drugs approved in that context, those being I-131 tocilizumab or Bexxar and Y-90 ibrutimumab tiuxetan or Zevalin. As I mentioned, the response rate to bendamustine in the setting is over 70%, which is in the ballpark of these other drugs, given similar patient characteristics. But there are a lot of patients who are not eligible for radioimmunotherapy because of bone marrow involvement, because of peripheral blood counts, or other features, and bendamustine could fit right in there. And for a variety of reasons, radioimmunotherapy is not widely used in the United States. It is probably the most effective, least used treatment we have there. So I suspect bendamustine would become widely used in that setting. As far as using it for the initial treatment of follicular and low-grade lymphomas, based on the Rummel data of R-CHOP or bendamustine, it sure offers a good option for patients with cardiac dysfunction who wouldn't be candidates for CHOP, for older patients. Whether it would be a good substitute for younger patients, I think requires longer follow-up of the Rummel trial to make sure those curves don't start separating further on down the line. The drug has been used in patients with aggressive lymphoma. In an older paper by Weidman et al. From Germany, in a small number of patients with aggressive lymphoma, the response rate to single-agent bendamustine in the relapsed refractory setting was 44%. Therefore, it's worth studying these patients. There are no data at present in T-cell lymphomas and in Hodgkin's lymphoma, but a drug like this is certainly worth studying in those disorders as well.